Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the... On this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we get to review the classic Transformers G1 Season 1 episode, Heavy Metal War. IDW was able to tease us with an image from Transformers Galaxies Issue 4, and John Paul Beauvais, along with Nick Roche, are headed to TF Nation. Today is Friday, December 20th, 2019, and this is episode 160 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that will be discussing the end to an epic saga from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Transformers Generation 1, Season 1. I'm your host, Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast, and I'm joined by just Jeremy. But he is an excellent transmissions team.
I am. It is the way.
Oh, boy. All right, and we're going to get started here, and we're going to talk about some donations. We have no new donations. It's sad. But you can help us out on Patreon or on PayPal if you so choose. We talk about it enough. You know how to do it. If you wanted to, you would. And if you wanted to help us out and get something back, you can do it through our merch store, transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And you can go there and do that, buy some stuff, get some crap to come back to you. Our crap is useful. You can wear it. You can drink from it. You can eat off it. It's cool stuff.
I'm drinking from a transmissions mug right now.
Oh, my goodness. So meta. If you want to help out our friend K-Girl, she's got a store on TeePublic. It's teepublic.com/user/superstarK. So go there and take a look at what she's got. A lot of really cool designs she's put up there. Keep an eye out for episode 13 of Empire of Rust. It's called Puking Up C1. It will be out on Monday, December 23rd. And as we record this, we are still taking... submissions for the best of 2019 survey. It is live, and it will be live until Wednesday, January 1st, at which time we will compile the list, figure out what is what, and we will announce those winners on a upcoming show. And it's always fun to find out who won what. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. But you can't, you know, contribute to that until you vote. So, take a look at the show notes and go out and what is it? transmissionspodcast.com/best of 2019 or something like that, Jeremy?
transmissionspodcast.com/best of 2019.
That's exactly what I said. Look at that.
Yes, I was just agreeing.
Okay, cool. So let's jump into some comics news. All right, not a lot of comics news this week. We have a splash page from Galaxies issue number 4. This was released by Tyler Buzinski and artist Livio Remondelli. And on their social medias, it's a picture of Devastator being devastatingly good-looking. And it's pretty awesome. I think Tyler Buzinski even mentioned that at some point in time, he plans to have this tattooed to his body. So he's pretty happy with the way that this looks. And it's pretty good.
Yeah, it looks very good.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm confused because in the tweet where Tyler posted this, he says that the issue has been delayed until January 1st.
Yes.
The previews link in here says in shops January 22nd.
Well.
And we know it's been pushed back, but we hope it's not been pushed back that far.
Right. Because that delays everything else, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So let's hope it doesn't go that far.
Come on, Diamond.
Yeah, Diamond, don't fuck us around.
We don't blame the creators or IDW at all at this point. It's all Diamond.
We know it's done. Come on.
Like, yeah.
Just ship it out. Come on.
But this image is really great. I like the purple lighting effects and stuff look really good.
Yeah. But that's it for comics news. That's all we got. There wasn't much comics news this week. Let's move into our review. And this week we are going to review another episode of the cartoon, since we don't have any comics. This is going to be Transformers G1, episode 16, Heavy Metal War.
Yes. This is the final episode of season one of G1. And I noticed when we were looking up some stuff, we are recording this on December 15th, 2019. And TFWiki reminded me on this day in history, December 15th, 1984, this very episode premiered in the U.S. So that was a happy coincidence. We didn't really plan that.
Charles picked this episode before he wasn't able to make it on tonight. I'm going to assume that somehow Charles had this all in his brain and decided that we're going to review the episode that premiered on this date in 1984. So I'm going with he knew and planned it all along, just so that he could throw that little tidbit of information in there.
That's plausible. He didn't communicate that to the rest of us.
No, so why would he? He was gonna sound like a genius.
Right. For me, I'm like, oh, hey, this is a happy coincidence.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this episode. The basic plot of it is it opens at a construction site where these construction workers are working on some energy thingamabob. I can't remember what they called it, but some green construction vehicles come up and they realize, hey, there's no one driving these vehicles. And the vehicles say, no, we drive ourselves. And they turn out to be the Constructicons, who are newly built. And they steal some parts from the construction site. And when they get back to the Decepticons, they're being used to go into a machine that will allow Megatron to absorb some power from all the different Decepticons. While they're finishing the machine, Megatron goes to the Autobot headquarters and makes an offer to Optimus Prime to battle one-on-one, with the winner being able to stay on Earth and the loser having to exile themselves to deep space. Obviously, Optimus Prime can't turn down that challenge, so he accepts.
Cybertronian law.
Yeah, it was a Cybertronian law, and I don't understand why he didn't suspect that Megatron would cheat, but he thinks Megatron will honorably fight. Megatron returns to the Decepticon base, and all the Decepticons have to donate their power chip rectifiers, and it gives Megatron all of their special powers. Skywarp's teleportation, Rumble's seismic attack, Thundercracker's sonic booms. So Starscream complains that Teletran 1 would likely be able to detect what has happened, but Megatron is already ahead of that, and he sends the Constructicons to go and disable the computer. So when they both get to the battle site, the contest begins, and Prime is just utterly helpless, and that he is just completely, like, Megatron sweeps the floor with him, and Optimus is like, I had no idea he had these powers. He doesn't put it together. Oh, these powers I've seen before on other bots. But so Prime concedes the fight, and he doesn't blow himself up like he does in the comics, but they make it back to the Autobot base, and the Autobots repair Optimus Prime. And while they're doing that, while the battle's going on, the Constructicons, like, are getting into the arc. Teletran 1 realizes they're coming and activates the Dinobots, which have been deactivated. And the Dinobots respond and start beating up on the Constructicons, and then they form Devastator. And while they're battling, the Autobots are making it back to the arc. Teletran 1 reveals that Megatron cheated. And then Hound distracts the Decepticons with a giant hologram of, like, basically a giant combiner Autobot thing. Scares the Decepticons away. Devastator is hit by a shot from Optimus Prime and separates into his components. The Dinobots blast the Decepticons into lava. And Megatron, they all fall into the lava. Megatron, at the very end, kind of comes out and vows that they will rise again. And that's the end of the episode in season one. This was the first appearance of the Constructicons, I believe. The first of their many origins. I thought it was a fun episode. I had forgotten a lot about the episode. I like the Dinobots kind of have their redemption, although I thought they had the redemption the last time we saw them. But this is ends in a very, very much like the show could have been canceled at this point, and you have a full arc of 16 episodes. Daryl, what did you think of this show?
It was a fun episode, very action packed. Obviously, the battle between Megatron and Optimus was good. It's kind of corny, right? Obviously, they're mm-hmm. They're getting all of the power rectifiers from each individual bot, and nobody seems to be able to tell that Megatron can teleport now. Megatron can, do all these different things that everyone else could do, but you think that they would kind of, notice, but they don't. The episode itself on the rewatch, this episode is fraught with animation errors, missed colors. It's not great the way that it comes together, but it's still, it's classic 80s animation, the way that they kind of mess things up. One of the transformation sequences of the Constructicons, they transform from robot to vehicle mode, and their vehicle modes are just seemingly hovering in the air, and they drive away. That's kind of the thing I'm talking about. During the battle sequence, Starscream is sitting there talking to Starscream. And
Skywarp is colored like Starscream.
That's right. So it's those kind of animation errors that G1 cartoons are famous for. But as far as the story goes, it's good. It's a decent story. You get a big bad from the Decepticons. Like, if this was going to be the end of G1, then yeah, you get the big battle between Optimus and Megatron right at the end. You get a big bad introduced, like a big guy. So they get Devastator right at the end. The Autobots get their Dinobots back. There's a big battle. And then the bad guys meet their demise at the very end. It's a full story, right? It's well done. I appreciated the way it was, it was done. Obviously, it did get continued into season two, but yeah, I liked the show. It was good. You can't discount the corniness of G1, but I liked it. It was a well done story. You get the famous line from Huffer where, "Let me take that load for you, Optimus," and he takes Optimus's trailer.
Yeah. Right?
So that's why most of the Masterpiece Huffers can carry a Masterpiece Optimus Prime trailer.
Yeah, that was something neat where you never saw until this episode.
Mm-hmm. Also, I did find it kind of humorous that a blast from Grimlock's gun blows a hole in the mountain. So
you're a little overpowered.
A little, but none of the Constructicons are damaged by that. Like, they're standing right next to it, right? It literally blows a hole clean through the mountain. And they are undamaged. That's G1. What does it matter, right? It's fun. But yeah, it's a fun episode. Not a really big deal, but I like it. It's goofy and fun.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen any third parties do that that hologram Autobot, giant robot.
I have seen some discussions about it. Like, not from third party companies, but just some fans asking for, can we at least get like a non-transforming version of this thing? Because obviously it was just a big, goof of a image. But, why not make like just a giant PVC figure of this?
Yeah.
Because it's giant, it's PVC, and there'd be like four people that would know what it's from. So
that's why they don't do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was fun. I guess we will continue with, like, the next time we don't have a comic and do another cartoon review or mm-hmm. some other review.
Maybe the first episode of season two. See how the Decepticons get out of the lava, right? Obviously, somebody comes down and rescues them, right? They obviously had to get out somehow, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see.
Oh, it's picked up right from this same spot, right? Like, their Decepticons are definitely in peril right now.
The next episode is Autobot Spike.
Oh.
So, continuity wasn't really the, you know, the focus in the 80s.
G1. How we love you so much, and upon rewatches, you disappoint us so.
Maybe we can get into some other shows, too. We should do some Beast Wars and stuff like that.
That's just disappointing to think about.
All right. Maybe. Well, how about we move on to some media news? And Daryl, I'm sure there's no other cartoons we can talk about.
No. Nope. We do have some information about this NESA. NESA and Transformers official stuff. We've got some a poster and a promotional video. Now, we've talked about this before, and I know that Charles did a bit of a deep dive on what this NESA stuff is all about, and I've forgotten it. It's a Chinese culture kind of thing, but the promotional video really kind of makes it look pretty interesting. So We'll have it. It's linked in the show notes, but you can take a look at it. It's off of the TFW site, so you can definitely watch it there. It's not region locked because it's from China, so you can see it. But it's the animation is phenomenal, and
it's on par with Cyberverse.
Yeah, but it looks really good, and the models that they're using for. The Transformers are the Cyberverse models, like Jeremy said, but yeah, it looks really good. So the video is only a minute and a half, so definitely worth the time to watch it. There's a lot of different characters. There's obviously, we keep seeing the images of the character in red and black pants or whatever, but there are a bunch of different characters that aren't Transformers here too. So you can take a look at that.
I'm wondering you know, the same group doing the animation as Cyberverse, or is a Chinese company actually handling the animation?
Yeah, that was my question as well.
The only thing we see here is AllSpark Studios, but I mean, that's just Hasbro's media arm.
Yeah. So and AllSpark Studios took over the company, or aren't they taking over the company in Ireland?
Yeah, I think so.
So they may actually just be the same company. Yeah, I wonder if they just, you know, pass the assets to another company to do in China. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, it looks interesting. I doubt we'll ever get a dub in the U.S., but maybe we'll get it subtitled.
Well, it's like we've talked about before. It's going to be 52 episodes and done by AllSpark. So, take a look if you're interested. All right, and let's move on from media news, and we'll go to check out some convention news.
We have three things in convention news, and one, I'm kind of sad Yoshi isn't here today, because I'm sure he would be excited. TFCon has announced that Jose Delbo is going to be making his first Transformers convention appearance at TFCon Orlando 2020. He was the primary artist on G1 Transformers for a large portion of the run, and he will be attending all weekend, so that is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Among what he worked on was that Matrix Quest, I believe.
It's Underbase Saga, I'm assuming, as well.
Underbase Saga.
Yeah.
So that is awesome. I'm sure he's going to be very popular. And
I bet.
We'll see if this is enough to get Yoshi to go.
Fly diagonally across the country. Yeah.
Yeah. Next, we go over to the UK, and TF Nation 2020 has announced a friend of the show, Jean-Paul Beauvais, is going to be attending. He's done lots of coloring work with IDW, and I'm not sure if he has anything coming up. I think I remember seeing I might have seen his name on a Galaxies thing, but I can't remember.
For a friend of the show, we really don't know much about him.
He hasn't been on in a while. We need to get him back on.
We do. Need to get that guy on here.
But he is also, one of the big things he's working on is recoloring all of the UK black and white Transformers comics for that Hachette Definitive G1 collection. So that's cool. And then another friend of the show that they are going to have on is Nick Roach, that lovely Irishman. He is now doing a lot of Marvel covers. So I just saw he's doing, I think it was an Iron Man cover, but you know, he's the man behind the wreckers. That's, they're both no strangers to TF Nation. So,
nope.
So if you're going to be going to TF Nation, be sure to check them out. And that is it for convention news. And that is it for this very short alt mode.
Oh, are you hosting now?
Oh, I guess not. Sorry.
It's okay. Hey, I mean, you're good at it.
Yeah, there's just nothing else to talk about.
It's true.
No feedback.
No feedback. Nobody sent any feedback in, so we can't do any feedback. There's no movies coming out that we can talk about.
Oh, I mean, well, since Star Wars came out today, let me just go ahead and start spoiling everything that happened.
There were Star Wars-y things. I'm sure there was a lightsaber battle at one point.
Yeah, there were lightsabers. There were ships in space.
Some droids went beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop, beep.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Star Wars has Star Wars stuff.
Yep. There were space wizards.
Spacey wizards. And, yeah, yeah. It's not a surprise.
Yep. So there you go.
Good versus evil. All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode. Thanks for listening. Send us some feedback if you want to ask us some questions or whatever. We went on a marathon of going through the SGC 2019 convention on Wednesday. So take a look at that show if you have any questions or comments about that. Not a lot going on in comics news right now, but, you know, Galaxies might be delayed, might not. After Galaxies, we've got Cliffjumper, so look forward to that. And we've got a couple other things coming out, but yeah, it's and obviously the ongoing still keeps going, so keep on the lookout for that. So, yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
All right, here we go. Wake up. Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that will be discussing the end. Nope, I'm going to do it again.